This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostraba. Purdue Musical Organizations presents the PMO Christmas Show about a month from now. And on today's Arts Spotlight, we'll talk with the director of PMO, Bill Griffel, and the PMO Communications Director, Steve Schlenk, about the history of the organization and the mission of PMO. And we'll talk about the Christmas show as well. Good to have you here, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Bill, you've been head of PMO for just a few years now, but there's a long tradition behind Purdue Musical Organizations.
Yes, when I started in 2008, I was given a crash course in the history of PMO. Our founder, Albert P. Stewart, started as the first full-time director in 1933. He had started working at Purdue just prior to that, became the Purdue Varsity Glee Club's first full-time director, and he started the organization that it exists today and started adding ensembles and found a strong need for arts at Purdue and convinced the president of the university to give funding to this organization. And they've had a long history of great musical traditions and providing an opportunity for students to continue their love of singing and playing. That still continues today. It's a wonderful tradition.
Purdue's an interesting place in that John Purdue didn't allow there to be music degrees.
That's right. That was part of the agreement early on. And so Purdue, rich in the agriculture and engineering disciplines, did not see a need for that. But there was a strong push for some sort of vocal groups on campus, and Al Stewart really kind of helped foster that and continued to grow that. And he was a man that had an enormous personality and loved what that would do for Purdue and help promote Purdue. And it grew and grew and grew, and it became a very strong part of the Purdue culture going forward.
Steve, let's talk to you about your role in the organization. You've been here for how long? And tell me about what you do a little bit.
Sure. So I started with PMO as a part of the staff in 2006. But actually, before that, I had sang in the Purdue Varsity Glee Club for 4 years. And so I've been around the program since 2002. And my role has evolved several times during my time here on the staff. But currently, I'm serving as the director of communications. And it's just been a really wonderful opportunity to stay involved and see so much of the growth that's happened with PMO over the last decade. It's been an exciting time to be a part of it.
So you really have two different perspectives on this in your current job as communications director, but also as a student. Tell me, when you were a student, how having PMO on campus had an impact on you.
Well, PMO becomes the home away from home for many of the students that participate in it. That certainly was the case for me. It's just my favorite part of my experience at Purdue by far. I was involved in lots of different organizations on campus as an extracurricular activities, but the Glee Club and PMO specifically definitely made the biggest impact on my time here. And I think it's really important to have opportunities like that for students at Purdue.
Before we get to the Christmas show, which I know is your huge extravaganza that takes place every year, let's talk about some of the other groups within PMO that people may or may not be familiar with.
Well, PMO has the following ensembles: the Purdue Varsity Glee Club, which is our all-male vocal group, the Purdueettes, which is our all-female vocal group, and we've got the Purdue Bells, which is the only instrumental ensemble that's a part of our ensemble list, and then we've got our Heart and Soul group. Heart and Soul is one of our newest and youngest ensembles, and it's about 20 students, and they sing a lot of uplifting, sometimes gospel-infused music, and they have a great time. And our all-campus and community chorale, which is open to not only Purdue students, but faculty, staff, and community members. And we've got our university choir, which is a mixed ensemble. And then, of course, during the Christmas show season, we have our PMO Kids Choir as well.
Bill, you all have a new building on campus as well. Tell us a little bit about how that happened and what the impact has been on PMO since it's in its own place and not just here with us at WBAA and Purdue Bands in the Elliott Hall of Music.
Well, just to give you a little bit of background, the organization was housed, as you said, here in the Elliott Hall of Music in one stairwell along the bell tower side of the Elliott Hall of Music since 1940. Before that, it had been in several different locations on campus, but the first dedicated space that Al Stewart was able to garner was in the Elliott Hall of Music, and it was there until we moved from that location 5 years ago when Dr. Cordova had seen a need for us to be out of that space with the number of students we had in our program growing so much and the limited space we were dealing with. We split the program up between our administrative offices here in Elliott and the rehearsal spaces being moved over to University Church. that was when I had been a part of this organization. Prior to that, the former PMO director, Brian Breed, a couple of different times had seen the need for us to try to find a way to raise some money for a dedicated space for PMO. That it was definitely something that had been talked about in the past and had been a long time coming. And through the generosity of Ralph and Betty Bailey, the year before I had arrived here, gave us a lead gift for this, and we were able to raise the money over the next several years to bring us Ralph and Betty Bailey Hall, which opened up. We were moved in this summer in June and had our official dedication last month. So just a wonderful facility, great rehearsal spaces for our students, state-of-the-art with recording capabilities and acoustic treatments, and having spaces for our staff to be able to collaborate and practice facilities upstairs for our students for individual practice, as well as small group practices, and then a dedicated student lounge, which is one of our main focuses for this building, was to make it an environment for our students to learn and grow outside of the rehearsals as well. And that's a great place for them to congregate and to collaborate together and study and have a really warm, inviting environment.
Yeah, and that really must lead to a lot more collaborative feeling among the students and connections with you all.
Absolutely, and that's the one thing that was unfortunate about being in two different buildings. Our administrative staff was still here at Elliott, and they were not allowed to have that day-to-day interaction with our students, and now we have that opportunity where everyone's together. Our students now know and can talk with our staff freely, and they can work together under one roof, and the ensembles really do have a lot more opportunities to work together in one location, and it's been really wonderful so far.
And now, of course, the thing you're working on is the Purdue Christmas Show coming up just about a month from now. Tell us a little bit more about how the Christmas show not so much has developed, because it's been such a tradition here, but what you're doing now to make it seem new as opposed to just a tradition that's been going on for a long time.
Well, and I'll let Steve talk a little bit about this as well, but we started doing a more theme-oriented Christmas show soon after I arrived, and it wasn't by any necessity. It was, we just saw a need, and the culture of our audiences were changing over time, and we wanted to encourage more students on campus to come and see us, as well as more younger audiences to come and see our show. So we infused a little of a themed or brief dialogue-driven concept, which allowed us to incorporate the songs and with each of the groups, so it wasn't just a bunch of groups coming on stage to perform Christmas songs. We were able to kind of give a themed idea that tied it all together, and then, of course, the sacred cantata in the second half of our show has always been a strong tradition, and we've always kind of led ourselves to make sure that we stay to that tradition, but it's developed and changed over time as well, and allowed for our audiences to get a full experience, both the secular and the sacred portion of the show.
And this year's theme?
This year's theme is Santa's Ninth Reindeer. And if you've seen any of our artwork out there just yet, you'll see Rudolph is prominently on the cover with his red nose. And if you haven't seen it, you'll see it very soon. We're excited to kind of tell this original story about Rudolph. And we've got a really fun idea as to why Rudolph and why this year. So we're really excited to share that with everybody.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
The 81st Annual Purdue Christmas Show is Saturday, December 6th at noon, 4 and 8, and Sunday, December 7th at 2, all performances in Purdue's Elliott Hall of Music. Ticket information is at 494-3933. I'm Greg Kustraba for WBAA's Art Spotlight.